Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Alex can create an unnatural amount of spit.
Hello and welcome to The 50% Majority, a talk show where two brothers amicably share their 15 minutes of fame. And I'm your host, older brother, Tom Hutchinson.
No, actually, I'm your host, younger brother, Josh Hutchinson.
And this is a really weird one today, guys. Essentially, 66% of the hosts of this show regularly, they fucked it this week. They couldn't come. So my younger brother, Josh, graciously offered to help us out. So Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm all good, to be fair. It's nice to be on. I've been wanting to kind of get stuck in for quite a while, really. So yeah, no, I'm happy to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you in the recording studio. What do you think of the place?
To be fair, when I saw that you were on Zoom or Meets or whatever the other week on Twitter, I was a bit like, oh, am I being led on here? But wow, what a nice place you guys have got. Lovely. Like, all the kit as well.
And what do you think of the trophy wall?
It's getting there, isn't it? It's filling up.
Exactly. And the big wall of dildos that Ash brought in.
To be fair, I think the rainbow unicorn swirly one, that's my favourite part.
Good, good, good to hear. So, to fill you guys and you, Josh, in, your least favourite host, Alex, he wasn't able to, he's not able to record today because he's currently rebuilding a bungalow. And dearest darling Ashley wasn't able to record this evening because he was holding a spanner in his mouth and a robot at work scared him and he bit down real hard on the spanner and cracked a tooth and had to go and have it removed.
Okay, so what you're saying is that now you actually just want me to be a host permanently?
Yeah, if you can just take over
the injury.
Yeah, they're both entirely unreliable. So yeah, you may as well take over for the foreseeable. Why not? Fuck it, it'll absolutely just be the 50%. Yeah, why not? Anyway, tell me about your week. How's your week been?
Oh, it's been a busy one. Obviously, work. Quite here and there really at the moment, but FIFA came out this week, so I've been hitting that hard as a sweaty teenager would do, although I am 21, so probably outgrown it a little bit, but it's been all right.
Good. How many times have you headbutted your controller, Joshy?
To be fair, I think it was once last night, and that was the first time in quite a while.
Well so, done.
Yeah, I haven't played FIFA in ages, but yeah, no, it's nice to kind of get back into it and do something, if you know what I mean.
Good, good.
Yeah.
My week, I've been commuting
to
my new office.
Sorry, I was going to ask how your week was, but I just didn't get around to it.
Well, this is the thing. The sort of format that we do, I'm just going to fucking tell you anyway.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, I've been commuting to the new office, which has obviously introduced me to the weird and wonderful world of London commuters, which is fucking strange. I had a guy on the tube this morning. He got on after I'd found a spot to sit down on after a couple of stops. And he's about like late 40s, maybe early 50s, but he was in full tradie gear. And I was reading my, it's an accounting textbook because I work for a company that does accounting, so I need to understand the shit. I was reading this accounting book and sort of had my legs crossed kind of thing. And he kept rolling his eyes. He kept tutting. He kept shaking his head. And then at one point he literally like tapped a woman on the shoulder and sort of gestured towards me as if to say that, like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Like, who is this guy? Why is he being such a cock? And And I really couldn't understand it because I didn't really know what I was doing wrong. And the guy wasn't like old or, I suppose, like noticeably disabled or anything. So that was really fucking weird for me. And also, I had to do a sweet, tasty Latte flow test this evening as well because I've been feeling like shit. But luckily it came out negative.
They're the least enjoyable things known to man.
They're fucking gross, aren't they?
Yeah, I can definitely vouch for that. I remember there was like a, at work, everyone kind of started kind of like getting symptoms. I think three people went off with COVID. Oh. And literally every single morning we were shoving these swabs up our nose, down our throat, everyone gagging, everyone sneezing, everyone coughing. Yeah, just not my kind of thing, really.
Big, big dutty. Not nice at all. Not nice.
Yeah.
Right, so obviously this is an episode of the 50% Majority, and what we are supposed to do is amicably share our 15 minutes just to sort of really talk about whatever the fuck we want to. Ash and Alex do definitely... All jokes aside, Ash, we hope your mouth gets better, and Alex, we hope you complete the bungalow. Why don't we immediately do an urban What the Frictionary? What do you think?
Oh. I was hoping you were going to say that. Go for it.
Cool. Okay, so welcome to your regular... Well, it's usually a segment between segments, but now it's a segment before segments. Welcome to your favourite segment before the segments, Urban What the Frictionary?
Ooh, the stank. The stank was real. Real stank.
It's lovely to hear that coming out of somebody else's mouth. I wonder whether or not it's just Ashley and Alex just like sort of egging me on, and it's actually really embarrassing. Anyway, to any new listeners, this is usually a segment between segments, but it's currently a segment before segments where we take random Urban Dictionary entries and just try and figure out what the frick they mean. So I have one for the two of us today, Joshua. Are you ready?
I'm 100% ready. Readier than I've ever been.
Okay, so our Urban What the Frictionary for today is Mr. Hands. So hands like the thing you have at the end of your arms, and Mr. like a salutation.
Okay, what, so MR or MISTR?
MR, yes. Mike Romeo.
MR.
Hotel Alpha November Delta Sierra?
That's 100% correct.
Fucking nailed it. Fucking get me in the Navy. What do you think? Go on. As the guest host today, I will give you the opportunity to go first. What do you think, Mr. Hands?
I'll go for the first shot. Well, I mean, hands straight away just take me to just some sort of masturbation.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know why, yeah. But I think I'd literally just somewhat hands, I don't know why.
You've heard Urban What the Frictionary before, so you know that it's invariably something to do with sex, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So cool. I don't know, Mr. Hands, could it be a technique that I'm not fully aware of? But Mr. Hands, maybe my guess, I'm just going to go out the flat out guess now, put it out there straight away, just where your missus or your partner or whatever puts on a moustache and starts giving you handjob.
Oh, okay. I like that one.
So like more of an act?
Yeah.
More of an act than like an action.
Your partner becomes Mr. Hands.
Exactly.
Okay, and then she gives you what is invariably just disappointment because... It's a hand job.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Futile, really. Useless.
Exactly. We as penis havers have really mastered that. So it's very difficult for a non-penis haver to compete in that area. Right?
Yeah, it's difficult to actually accept it when it arrives because you always want to be really appreciative of the effort that goes into it, but you just know that it'll never be good enough.
No, exactly.
Without sounding too mean, but yeah, no, it's just not good enough.
Okay, so I sort of initially I went down a similar route, but then you just your definition that you came up with was just wonderful. I was thinking, is it something like really awful that like, is it a nickname that you give to somebody that's like in a club, and it's actually, it's like, it's a derogatory nickname for somebody that's like in a club or at a party that gets too handsy. You know, those kind of awful people. Like, derogatory in a good way, in the sense that,
yeah,
it's a dickhead that's being far too handsy. Watch out for Mr. Hands over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you've invited him. He's Mr. Hands.
Yeah.
Oh, look over there, Mr. Hands, blah, 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 so on and so forth.
It's Donald Trump's nickname because he likes to grab people with his hands on their pussy.
Yeah, understandable. Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay, there's two definitions.
Solid efforts.
Role play with your significant other, or a nickname for a really bad bloke that doesn't understand sort of social distancing. Okay, well, so we both got it totally wrong.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I genuinely thought I was close, genuinely.
We both couldn't have been further away. Okay, so Mr. Hands is apparently a man who got fucked up the ass by a horse, literally, and died, and now they're making a documentary about it.
Well, it's a bit of a shame that this podcast isn't face shared, like, so you can't actually see my face. My jaw dropped when you just said that. I was not expecting that in the slightest.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I do have to say, I think I've seen that video when I was in secondary school.
Oh.
You know, like those things that go around,
yeah.
And you click on it and you're like, you know, I really shouldn't watch this. And
yeah.
You watch it and you kind of say to people, yeah, don't watch it.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. I remember there was one that went around our school called Tub Girl, which was non-good. I think there was a guy that sat on a glass jar as well. Anyway,
yeah.
We're getting into the sort of proverbial weeds here. That one was fucking awful.
Yep.
Cool. That was a thing, wasn't it? Let's do our brotherly segment this week now, shall we?
Yeah, let's.
Cool. So Josh and I were a bit stuck on what to do. We were wondering whether or not we were going to play a game. We were wondering whether or not we would both have a segment, or we would both just sort of make fun of Alex and Ash for sucking this week. Although, realistically, it isn't actually either of their faults, but, you know. But what we thought we'd actually do was talk about an idea that the two of us had to actually do another podcast underneath the 33% majority banner.
Yeah, exciting times.
So we think we'd like to do a podcast to do with sort of like ridiculous, dorky sort of movie, video game news for the lads, you know?
Yeah, just like nerdy stuff, like kind of like a bit for everyone. Like, yeah, as you said, like comics, video games, just kind of like grabbing it all, really.
Absolutely. Just a bit of a culmination. So, how about I say the name of what we've come up with, Josh, and you try and verbally describe what the cover art that we've mocked up looks like.
Okay. Right. This is going to be awful. So go for it.
Okay. So the title that we've come up with tentatively so far is Nerd Almanac. So, you know, like nerd, like dork, and almanac, like a kind of a book that's filled with information from a specific time period.
Yeah. So if you kind of take Nerd Almanac, and, or to be fair, you say almanac, Tom, or almanac, what, how do you say it?
Almanac.
Almanac?
Do you know what? I might be saying it quite like Americanly because of Back to the Future. So maybe it is almanac, but I'm sort of probably.
Yeah, like I just say it as is, almanac.
Almanac. Like, cool.
But you might be right. You might be right, to be fair. But take that title, Nerd Almanac, almanac, whatever you want to go for. And kind of cast your mind back if you ever have watched Back to the Future, similar to how it looks on there. However,
do you remember the name?
Is it like a person's name, like a
It's
Johnson's.
I see why you went with that. But it's Gray's Sports Almanac.
Ah, Okay.
From Back to the Future 2, actually.
The next time. From Back to the Future 2.
Yeah.
Is it not? Oh, no. Does he not have it in one, then?
No, well, so the problem is, the problem why you're probably misremembering it is because he gets it in number two, but then he has to go, so Biff then steals it and takes it to his younger self in 1955. And then Marty has to go back in time once again to the events of the first film to try and get the almanac back, which is then what causes Doc to get with the DeLorean to get struck by lightning, and then Doc gets sent back to 1855, and then that's Back to the Future 3. So it is sort of one, but it's like the end of two where they go back to one.
Okay. Well, at least now the audience knows who is actually providing the nerdy, dorky facts for our podcast when it maybe arrives.
Yeah. But anyway, sorry, carry on with your descriptions. Yeah.
So on the, I believe, on the almanac from Back to the Future 2, as you just nicely elaborated on, it has like a load of sports figures, mm-hmm. whatever you'd call it. So, like, you've got horse racing. I think you've got some American football players, mm-hmm. maybe some soccer players, as it would be in America.
Maybe some b-ball, some basketball, maybe some baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they're all lined up across the front. So what we've done is we've taken that all away because no one needs that. And what we've replaced it with is a very poor quality, very pixelated, censored, very PG, image of naked Lara Croft.
Yep.
But yeah, as I said, censored, so it's PG, you're not seeing any...
polygonal boobies.
Yes, polygonal boobies, yep. That's what I'm trying to say. and she also is holding a weapon.
Yes.
Which is a hand pistol, I assume.
Yeah, and unfortunately not my... No. but yeah, so what we're thinking is that we want to sort of use the format to talk about the kind of shit that Josh and I just absolutely love to talk about all the time, which is to say, you know, upcoming Marvel movies, DC movies that are invariably going to be really super bad, new video game consoles, new video games... and also just like sort of tech news as well, like stuff to do with Apple or Android, Windows, that kind of thing. And just really have an excuse to sort of put our thoughts down about topics. And, you know, it might be maybe sort of a news source, but also we're going to spend time just talking about shit we like as well. So our idea was that maybe in a tester episode that we do, we might do some news for the week, sort of about any upcoming movies, any leaks, that kind of stuff, but then also just to have some fun with it as well, talk about like maybe our theories on whether we think all the Spider-Men are going to be in Spider-Man No Way Home or something like that, just to shoot the shit.
Or who would win in a fight, 1,000 lions or the sun, like stuff like that.
I think 1,000 lions would definitely lose, but if you increase the number of lions, and is it our sun or is it any sun?
I'm going to say our sun to start with, because once they've conquered it, then they can kind of start to form like an empire of suns, just put out suns.
Who would win in a fight, the sun or Alex?
It depends if Alex has had breakfast. I don't think he's really usually a breakfast kind of person.
Well, he's always
actually, I remember when Alex can create an unnatural amount of spit. I just honestly I've known Alex for a long time. Obviously, I've known Tom for my whole life,
mm-hmm.
But I've known Alex for probably what, going on like 12 years now.
Mm. Yeah,
12 years. And I remember when we used to play out when I was obviously 9 years old. Alex just used to spit a lot, and like you just like get a mouthful of spit and just drop it, just drop loads and loads.
Just fucking
and
gob it.
I reckon honestly, if he just kind of like maybe a couple of months just sits creating spit, I reckon just get up on the space station, pour it over it,
extinguish it. Right. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I was wondering.
I think the space station goes close to the sun enough to pour on, like, pour spit on it.
Okay, so
in like the viscosity of spit is quite different to water.
True. I think in the first episode of Nerd Almanac, we should probably have some kind of like astronomy lesson where I teach you about the solar system, Josh, because the ISS doesn't go fucking anywhere near the sun. But fair play, you drive it over there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just move it for a second.
Drop it down a gear. Fuck off over to the sun. I think that Alex has a penchant for eating like nuclear waste and nuclear reactors. So if we just up the diet for nuclear materials, he will eventually get hotter than the sun. And just by, I suppose, some kind of celestial osmosis, he can just absorb the sun. And that's it. Alex is the sun now, and he's the center of our solar system.
Okay. I think that'd work. Alex. Especially like if he just walks towards it, I reckon, just spacewalk. Just walk straight towards it, straight into it, head first as well. No like funnying about. Just get straight into it, get stuck in, really. Mm.
Cool. I like it.
I mean worst that's gonna come from it is you're going to die. But I mean, eventually we all are anyway, so I mean have a good time doing it.
Hey, I mean, we're all set to expire at some point, so why not go out doing something noble like trying to attack the sun?
Yeah, because sun is bad.
Yeah. Light, no, we don't like it. Photosynthesis, fuck that. Okay. Well,
No, you can't say fuck photosynthesis because you guys are sponsored, aren't you? You help the world by podcasting. So well, we love photosynthesis.
No.
Photosynthesis.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like photosynthesis very much, but we don't like global warming. So if photosynthesis helps stop global warming, then yeah, I guess. I don't know enough about biology, so I really hope Natalie, that my partner, doesn't listen to this episode because she'll fucking hate me. Do you want another Urban What the Frictionary before we finish?
Yeah, absolutely, I do.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody, to a segment that will end the segment's Urban What the Frick, Shinary.
That was like a loud stink.
Yeah.
Like a stonk.
Stonky.
Stonk, yeah.
So the next one that I have today is Socks Off.
Right, so as guest, I'm going to go in with another guess again. Socks off, just a ritual. I mean, before bed, does anyone want socks on before performing the act of lovemaking?
Right.
I don't think so. That's all I can really get from it.
Do you know what? I was wondering if it was something close to that. You know, you get, I don't want to kink shame anyone, but you know how there are people that are really into the idea of, like, used socks and that sort of, like, that does something?
Okay.
I was wondering if it might be really
not a male used sock in that kind of sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it could be that, though, somehow.
Yeah.
Like a crusty old boy. Yeah.
No, that's not what you want. Tissue, boys. Tissue. Do not use a sock.
Just do it into the toilet, boys. All right?
Exactly. Or just deposit it in an outside drain or something.
Yeah, do it not straight up. Do it out the window.
Yeah. Just clear the space. Make sure you're free. No obstacles. Shoot it straight out. You're good to go.
Do it straight up your chest and then collect it in your belly. No. Should we just fucking find out what it is?
Save it. No. Save it. Put it in a jar. Get loads and loads of jars and we'll send it up with Alex and his spit.
Right.
And see if it works as well.
So he can put that in his mouth as well as the spit and use that to extinguish the sun.
Yeah. Exactly. Just kind of make a big old nice cummy spitty mix.
Cool. All right. I like it.
Spummy.
Okay.
Spummy kit.
No, the actual definition, again, we fucked it. It's an Australian idiom. It's used to signify the feeling one experiences at the pinnacle of relaxation.
To be fair, there is nothing better than not yourself, but another person taking off your socks.
I can't say
it doesn't
ever
get better.
What? Has your partner taken off your socks before?
Majority of the time, my socks are taken off by my partner.
Okay. Well,
honestly, the feeling as it runs up the foot, tickles the toes.
Fuck, Josh. Come on. This is not supposed to be a sexual podcast, and I really don't want to hear about it.
Literal chills.
Speaking of your partner, and I would imagine that whilst I say what I'm currently saying, you are going to have to, like, not say a word, given that you're recording this at your house. It's currently Thursday, the 30th of September.
Correct.
We regularly record on a Thursday. Now, this weekend, which will be the... Saturday will be the second.
First tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Saturday will be the second. Sunday will be the third. This weekend, Josh and his partner will be celebrating their 10th anniversary. And so by Tuesday next week, when this episode airs on the 5th of October, Josh and Becca, his partner, will have celebrated their 10-year anniversary. They'll have been together for 10 years. And as a result of that, Josh, on the Sunday of this weekend, so on the 3rd, is actually going to propose to his partner.
Yep.
Now, it's very, very exciting. We're all hoping that it goes well. But Josh, I'd just like to get like two reactions from you now, dependent on the outcome. So let's say you get down on one knee. She says yes. Hey, how does it feel to be engaged?
Oh my God, I'm buzzing. I can't believe it. Been a long time coming, really, I think. But yeah, very happy.
Good. And now if you do it and you get utterly humiliated and she says no... Cool.
Yeah, I think that'll be my reaction, yeah.
Cool. Great, cool. But I mean, it's obviously easier for me to... speculate from the outside, but I think I'm pretty sure of what the outcome will be, and I can't wait for this episode to air and for me to be proven right, and also for me to have in the past have already congratulated you for it. And so it sort of like solidifies that on the 30th I already congratulated you and told you that it was going to work, and then when I release this on Tuesday it will have become true. I will have spoken it into existence.
Yeah, sounds magical, really, doesn't it, when you put it like that?
Exactly. But to wrap off the show, I told all of the listeners last week that a spoiler for this episode would be Alex's laugh, because all of us were very much aware that Alex wouldn't be here this week. Although Ash was supposed to be, and then he chewed on a fucking wrench. anyway, before I do the thing that I'm going to do, I just wanted to say, Josh, thank you for coming today, for picking up the slack. It's meant that we actually had the ability to record an episode, so... thank you for the sake of consistency.
Thank you.
No. It's been my pleasure to have my little brother, who already owns a house and is soon to be engaged, on my stupid podcast.
No, honestly, it has. It's been my absolute pleasure.
Cool.
So well, hopefully I can come and do more and do our own as well.
I would like both of those things to happen. So... guys, thank you very much for listening. I know that this episode has obviously been a big departure from what we usually do, just on account of Alex and Ash being basically incorporeal. But if you do like the usual show, if you like what we usually do, if you could leave us a rating on iTunes or on Apple Podcasts, it's hugely helpful. If you can share it with a friend, post it on your story, post it on Twitter, let family, let friends know about it. It really seriously does help, and we appreciate all of the support that we've had already. So thank you so much already, and thank you in advance for anything that you'll continue to do for us. And now enjoy an extended laugh track. And so
you fucking asshole!
You ass.
This is a public service announcement. This is a public service announcement. Please listen to the following message from your guest host and youngest brother, Josh Hutchinson, recorded on Sunday, the 3rd of October.
Okay, so good news is...
I said yes.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.